Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Cult of Statistical Significance, How the Standard Error Costs Us Jobs, Justice, and Lives is a nonfiction critique of modern statistical practice written by Stephen T. Ziliak and Deirdre N. McCloskey. The book belongs to economics and the philosophy of science, but its argument reaches into medicine, public policy, psychology, and other empirical fields that rely heavily on hypothesis testing. Its central purpose is to challenge the habit of treating statistical significance as if it were the same thing as substantive importance. The authors argue that researchers often focus on whether an effect exists at all, while neglecting how large, consequential, or practically meaningful that effect is. By doing so, they believe science and policy are distorted by an over-reliance on p-values, standard errors, and mechanical testing routines. The book also revisits the history of statistics, especially the roles of William Gossett and R.A. Fisher, to show how the dominance of significance testing became entrenched. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why statistical significance is not the same as real importance. The book's most important argument is that statistical significance is often mistaken for practical significance. A result can cross the conventional threshold for significance while still being too small to matter in economic, medical, or social terms. Ziliak and McCloskey insist that researchers too often treat the presence of an effect as enough, even when the effect size is trivial. This creates a false sense of certainty because the test asks only whether the data are unlikely under a null hypothesis, not whether the result has real-world value. Their critique is not that inference is useless, but that inference becomes misleading when it is detached from magnitude, context, and consequence. They urge readers to ask how large the effect is, what it means in practice, and whether the result would change a decision. That shift from statistical detection to substantive interpretation is the foundation of the book and the reason it speaks across disciplines. Secondly, the culture of testament and the misuse of p-values. The authors describe modern researchers as testament scientists, people who pretend to estimate while really only testing. In their view, significance testing has become a ritual that rewards yes or no answers instead of measured judgment. The p-value and standard error are used as if they were objective indicators of truth, even though they only describe how surprising the data are under a model. The book argues that this habit narrows scientific thinking by encouraging binary decisions, especially the habit of declaring a result important simply because it is statistically significant. It also points out that this approach treats one kind of error, false positives, as if it were the only error that matters, while ignoring costs, benefits, and the real asymmetry of decisions in the world. The result is a technical language that can conceal weak evidence rather than clarify it. By criticizing the routine use of p-values, the book pushes readers toward estimation, uncertainty, and practical reasoning instead of automatic threshold thinking. Thirdly, replacing significance testing with estimation and effect size thinking. A major constructive theme in the book is the call for an estimation culture. Rather than starting with a null hypothesis and asking whether it can be rejected, the authors want researchers to begin with the estimate itself and then interpret it in context. That means placing more weight on effect sizes, confidence intervals, and the likely social or economic consequences of the finding. This approach matters because it makes the size of an effect central to scientific explanation and decision-making. The book does not reject statistics. It rejects the reduction of statistics to a narrow testing ritual. In practice, that means asking whether treatment, policy, or intervention is large enough to matter, not merely whether it can be distinguished from noise. This shift is especially important in applied fields where small changes can be expensive, harmful, or irrelevant. The authors argue that better inference should help users compare benefits and costs, not just report significance levels. Their alternative is less mechanical and more demanding because it requires judgment, context, and openness about uncertainty. Fourthly, the historical case against Fisherian orthodoxy. The book is also a historical intervention. Ziliak and McCloskey challenge the standard story that modern statistical practice simply followed from R.A. Fisher's work. They emphasize William Gossett, the Guinness brewer known as Student, as an earlier and under-recognized figure in the development of a more behaviorally grounded and decision-oriented statistics. This historical argument matters because it shows that today's dependence on significance testing was not inevitable. By tracing how Fisherian methods became dominant, the authors suggest that a narrower view of scientific inference displaced alternative traditions that paid closer attention to estimation and decision-making. The historical chapters and archival work are not just background. They support the claim that the current regime of significance testing is a contingent intellectual choice, not a timeless law of science. This perspective gives the book unusual force because it combines critique of modern practice with a challenge to the official history that helped legitimate that practice. In effect, The authors argue that statistics took a wrong turn when it reduced inference to a ritual of significance. Lastly, why the critique matters for policy, law, and human consequences. The book is written with practical stakes in mind. Its subtitle makes clear that the authors see statistical habits as linked to jobs, justice, and lives, not just academic debate. That concern is reflected in the book's relevance to medicine, legal standards, regulatory decision-making, and public policy. If institutions rely too heavily on significance thresholds, they may ignore harmful effects that are real but not conventionally significant. Or they may overreact to tiny effects that are statistically detectable but practically meaningless. The authors therefore frame the problem as one of judgment under uncertainty, where consequences matter more than ritualized rules. This is one reason the book attracted attention beyond economics and statistics, including in legal discussion and policy debates. Its broader message is that evidence should be evaluated in relation to human outcomes, not only to mathematical thresholds. That gives the book unusual reach. It is not merely a critique of bad methodology, but a warning that methodological habits shape what societies notice, fund, regulate, and believe. In conclusion, this book is best suited for economists, social scientists, medical researchers, statisticians, policy analysts, and readers interested in how scientific evidence is interpreted in real institutions. It is also valuable for philosophers of science and intellectual historians, because it combines methodological critique with a revisionist account of statistical history. Readers will benefit most if they want to understand why p-values and significance thresholds can mislead even when they are used correctly, and why effect size and practical consequence should matter more in applied work. The book stands out from many statistics critiques because it is not only technical, it is also historical, rhetorical, and institutional. Rather than simply recommending better reporting practices, it challenges the deeper culture that made significance testing dominant in the first place. Compared with more conventional books on statistical literacy, it is sharper in tone and more ambitious in scope, linking scientific method to economics, law, medicine, and public policy. For readers willing to engage with a forceful argument, it offers a durable framework for thinking about evidence as something that must be interpreted by magnitude, context, and consequence. If you would like to support Stephen T. Ziliak, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.